Yes, Venkat Krishna.
Yeah, hi Rohit. The detailed scheme of things, you have yourself, KL, Shikhar, fighting for two spots out of three. And considering that the middle order is not yet fixed, if you're not able to find a reliable player, will one of you drop down, especially talking about you, will you be willing to bat at number four going forward if India is not able to find a proper middle order composition?
I'm sorry, I won't be able to answer that because it has to, we've not decided anything on that front. Management probably would take that call on the 12th as to who opens the batting and who bats down. But yeah, as far as that is concerned, you have to wait till the 12th and see what happens.
Anuj Mishra.
Rohit, you played the inaugural T20 World Cup for India in 2007.
Yeah.
And the last World Cup was in 2016. After that, there has been no World Cup in the shortest format. So did you miss playing a T20 World Cup in these 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, if you don't play the World Cups, you definitely miss it. But in between, we played, the 50-over World Cup, which was in 2019. But again, I mean, it's what ICC decides. You know, there can't be too much of the World Cup also. So they have spaced it out nicely between 2016 to 2021. There was a 50-over World Cup after that. So it's nice, for the fans also to look forward to something because it's not every second year that you are playing the World Cup. Otherwise, the charm of the World Cup goes away. I think with this, the freshness of the World Cup remains, and you look forward to that. And it's and also nice for the people around as well to look forward to the World Cup. It's going to be an exciting World Cup again, especially it's being played in India. We all are looking forward to that. But still, it's some time to go for that. We still have some work to do before that. And making sure that by the time the World Cup comes, we'll be ready for it.
Yes, Rasesh.
Rohit, can you tell us how differently do you approach your T20 batting as opposed to one-day cricket? Because there's obviously a theory that does around these days in modern-day T20 to be ultra-aggressive in the opening power play. And is it any different when you approach in a long IPL season or when you play T20 cricket for India?
I mean, I've played more than 100 T20s now. You should know my approach by now, how I approach, what I do. I don't need to talk about the approach that I bring into the game. It's because I've done it for many years now. But yeah, the situation changes every now and then. So based on the situation of the game, I have to change my game. Approach will always remain the same, which is to have that intent, to have that scoring mindset. The situation of the game is what I look forward to, and because that keeps changing every game that you play. So I think it is very important for me to understand that situation and play according to that. Whether we bat first, bowl first, the situation of the game demands the approach of your batting. So I think keeping that in mind, I would take my game forward.
Vishesh Roy and then Anshul Gupta.
Hi, Rohit. You have seen both Suryakumar Yadav and Ishan Kishan really closely. You have seen many ups and downs in a career. So, what would be your advice to them be to not take this moment, to not get a little hard on themselves and think about cementing their place and getting carried away?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want them to be thinking about anything. That's how they bring their best performance out. Watching them closely for a few years now, I've realized that it's important for them to come here and be part of this wonderful team, a great setup, which the team has, and team has had tasted success for all these years. So I want them to be just having fun, understanding what this team is all about, because you know, keeping in mind that, you know, this is their first time into the squad, you know, they will be a little nervous, they will be thinking about performances and all of that. But, you know, it's important for people like me and few others in the team, the senior members, the coaching staff, to tell them that, you know, this is just another team that you got to be part of, and you just have to enjoy that moment, you know, because thinking about performances and what I need to do if I get an opportunity will only put pressure on them. So I think it's important for them to just have fun, relax, you know, and be part of this wonderful setup first. And then when the opportunity comes, I'm sure, you know, these guys have done really well in the last few years, especially last year, you know, it's just about carrying that form and putting it out here. This is not going to be that easy here, you know, they will be challenged every now and then, but that is what international cricket is all about. You will be challenged every now and then, and how you respond to those challenges is crucial. So we just need to keep telling them about, you know, to having that right mindset to counter that challenges which lies in front of them.
Anshul Gupta.
Hi, Rohit. Given England are a much stronger opposition in limited overs, so do you take this series as a standalone or consider this as a test series for the upcoming T20 World Cup?
Can you come again, please?
Hi, can you... am I audible?
Yeah, but it was not clear.
Yeah, so my question was, given England is a much stronger opposition in the limited overs cricket,
yeah.
So do you take this series as standalone, considering focusing on this series only, or consider this as a dress rehearsal for the upcoming T20 World Cup?
No, boss. You're playing for India. There is no rehearsal here. You're playing for the country. You're wearing that jersey and going out there. So there is no time for rehearsal and all that. You just got to be at it. Doesn't matter which opposition you play. You're wearing the national jersey and going out. So I think for us, it is important to win the series, to do our best, not to think about too far ahead. You know, just focus on the present and the future will take care of itself. If we focus on the present, future will be bright, obviously. We just need to focus on what's in our hand and focus on the present and do these little things right. You know, it's a 5-match series. It's a long series. And as a team for us, it's important to see where we stand as a team, where we stand as individual also. But there's no time for rehearsal here, boss. We just need to be at it and we need to have that mindset of winning each and every game that we play here.
Neeru Bhatia.
Can you hear me? Hi, Rohit.
Yeah, hi, I can hear you.
I just wanted to ask you, you've had so much experience and you've seen many challenges and overcome them. So for somebody like Rishabh Pant, you know, who's carrying on his confidence in the long format from Australia and in the England series, what is the kind of adjustments or what is what do you expect? How do you tell him to kind of approach and not take the pressure of performance in the shorter format?
I think if we can let Rishabh Pant be Rishabh Pant, he'll come out and give you those performances. I've said it in the past many a times before that leave Rishabh Pant alone and he'll give you those performances. You know, he can only go from strength to strength from here. There's no looking back for him. He's done exceptionally well in the last few months from Australia to the home series that we played just now against England. You know, he's performed really well and I don't see anything stopping him unless we try and put pressure on him. We, as in you guys, trying to put pressure on him. I think it's important for him to let be him, and you know, he likes to enjoy his game. You must have seen it on the ground, how he likes to play his game. And that is what we as team management and team players, his teammates expect from him. To just be out there and enjoy the game and do what he likes to do. The good thing about his game right now, what I feel is he's starting to understand the situation, the game situation, which is good. You know, for someone like him to understand the game situation and play according to that is something that he can tick off from his personal box. And like I said, he can go from strength to strength from here. He's looked very good in whatever he has done, whether we talk about his keeping, whether we talk about his approach or his batting. He's looked very good in all those three departments. And yeah, I mean, this is another series for him which will take his confidence a notch higher if he keeps performing in the same manner, and we let him be alone and you know, we allow him to play with freedom. It's important for someone like him, you know, he needs that freedom, and as a team management, we are prepared to do that. I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you prepared to do the same?
Yeah, we'll be taking last few questions now. Vishy sir.
Hello, can you hear me, Rohit?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Yeah, Rohit, Hardik Pandya has been traveling with the team right from the bubble in Chennai. And can you tell us how has he been doing with his fitness and also the cricketing skills? And will you tell us if he's likely to start in the first match itself?
I can't reveal whether who starts or who doesn't start, but of course he's been with the squad and he's an integral part of the squad. He's been working on his bowling, he's been working on his batting, particular skill sets that he has. He's been trying to sharpen those skill set as well. It's been good month and a half that he's been with the team, and you know what he needed to do in order to get ready for this limited over series, he's done pretty much everything. So it seems that the time has come for him to get ready and start doing what he does. And you will see that on the 12th. You know, he's worked hard on his bowling and hard on his batting as well in this last few weeks. So I hope you know what the team expects him to do. He's ready to do that.
Thanks a lot. Good.
Thank you.
Hemant Brar, and then yes, Hemant Brar.
Hi, Rohit.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. So my question is there room in the 11 to accommodate both Shikhar and KL Rahul? And how does your role change when opening?
Sorry, sir. I'm not the captain, not the coach. I can't tell you. I mean, you know, you have to wait till 12th and see what happens.
Okay, the second part is, how does your role change when opening with KL as compared to opening with Shikhar?
Sir, my role doesn't change. I have to bat in a similar fashion, make sure I give the team the start and bat as long as possible, get the big scores. You know, all those things that I know that I have to do. Nothing changes for me. I just need to make sure that, you know, if we are batting first, try and give a team a good start, and then if I bat till the first 6 overs, making sure that, you know, I bat as long as possible and get the team to a decent target. And of course, when we chase, you know, the approach remains the same, but the mindset changes because you have a score in front of you. So it depends how you want to bat, how much runs you're chasing and things like that. You just have to calculate all those things and bring that into your game. So for me, not a lot changes. I just need to assess the situation, the pitch, the bowlers bowling at me, and stuff like that.
Final three.
Thank you.
Rahul.
Hi, Rohit. I just wanted to ask you, the international cricket, all the teams, they've been traveling from one bio bubble to another for past so many months.
Yeah.
Do you think this time that ICC needs to ensure that they have neutral umpires back in the game because they can also travel, do the quarantine alongside the players and the teams, or maybe umpires from both the countries for the bilateral series?
Yeah, I mean, that can be an option. If the player can travel, the umpires can travel as well. I don't see any reason why umpires cannot travel. You know, make them quarantine as well, make their life difficult as well. But having said that, I think the umpiring in this test series was brilliant. Both the umpires, I mean all three or four umpires who were part of the series, you know, they did a terrific job. Wasn't easy because of the nature of the pitch. You know, they have to consider so many things before making a decision. You know, the ball was turning square, it was bouncing as well, odd ball was going straight. So I thought, considering all of those factors, I think they did a terrific job.
Final to now, Nimish Padgaonkar and then Surendran Lele. Nimish, are you there?
Sir, it's evening, you can't sleep now.
Okay. Yes, yes, sir. Sir, please either in Hindi or English.
Hindi.
Yes. रोहित एक काम है अलग रोहित देखने को मिला टेस्ट सीरीज में जो रुकने के लिए तैयार है अपना नेचुरल इंस्टिंक्ट थोड़ा पीछे छोड़ने के लिए तैयार है तो ये माइंड और बॉडी वाला जो मामला होता है कंट्रोल का जो आपने ये टेस्ट सीरीज में करके दिखाया ऑस्ट्रेलिया में करके दिखाया इसका क्या फायदा आगे जाके रोहित शर्मा को मिलेगा ऐसा आपको लग रहा है
सर नहीं फ़ायदा यही है कि जब आपको अपने गेम को छोड़कर दूसरी गेम खेलनी पड़ती है तो एक अपने आप में एक बैटल आप ऑलरेडी जीत गए हो तो मैं समझता हूँ कि जब भी आपको अपने नेचर के अगेंस्ट जाना पड़ता है और वो चीज़ें करनी पड़ती है जो आप यूज़ टू नहीं हो वो आपके लिए एक छोटी सी जीत है तो ये सब चीज़ अगर आप करते रहोगे अगेन एंड अगेन ये आपको ये जो आपका कॉन्फिडेंस है ये कॉन्फिडेंस आपका ऊपर हमेशा जाएगा तो आई थिंक मैं समझता हूँ कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में और यहाँ पर चेन्नई इंडिया में स्पेशली जो जिस तरीके का बैटिंग मैंने किया मुझे काफ़ी अच्छा लगा स्पेशली लास्ट टेस्ट मैच में जहाँ पर रन तो मैंने 49 ही बनाए थे बट मैंने 150 बॉल खेला था उसके लिए तो वो मेरे लिए काफ़ी बड़ा जीत था मेरे खुद के लिए क्योंकि अपने नेचर के अगेंस्ट खेलना पड़ रहा था वो लोग मुझे काफ़ी बाहर बॉल डाल रहे थे मन तो कर रहा था कि मैं शॉट मारूं लेकिन वो नेचर जो मेरा है शॉट खेलने का वो नेचर को मैंने थोड़ा सा साइड में रखा और अपनी बैटिंग की जैसे आप लोग बोलते हो कि ख़राब शॉट मार दिया और आउट हो गया वो ख़राब शॉट नहीं मारा मैंने अपने आप को संभाला उस समय काफ़ी ज़रूरत था मुझे डिसिप्लिन के साथ खेलना अनफॉर्चुनेटली आउट हो गया 49 पर बट मुझे काफ़ी खुशी मिला तो मेरे लिए एक्चुअली एज अ बैट्समैन टेस्ट क्रिकेट में अभी चैलेंज ये है कि मैं कितना बॉल खेलता हूँ कितने रन बनाता हूँ वो नहीं मेरे लिए है 100 बॉल खेलना 150 बॉल खेलना 200 बॉल खेलना और उससे ज़्यादा बॉल खेलना मेरे लिए वो चैलेंज है मैं ये सोचता हूँ कि मुझे बॉल्स खेलने रन अपने आप होंगे बट मेरे लिए चैलेंज ये है कि अगर मैं देखूँ कि मैं कितना बॉल्स खेल सकता हूँ अपने आप में एक छोटा सा बैटल है वो मैं जीतूंगा और मेरे लिए आई थिंक मेरे लिए और टीम के लिए भी वो काफी फायदेमंद रहेगा
थैंक यू रोहित
बदल लेला रोहित संगलाय
थैंक यू एवरीवन
थैंक यू गाइस